The general election is about 5 weeks behind us, and already Spokane is gearing up for the next round of ballots. The city will have a special election February 10th, and voters will decide on two school funding measures.
Some of the big projects that people probably know very well are Rogers High School, most recently Ferris High School, the new Jefferson Elementary.
School Superintendent Dr. Shelley Redinger highlights projects completed in the last cycle. Every 3 years, the Spokane School District asks voters to renew its funding levy, and every 6 years asks for bond money. She says this time they're asking voters to pay, per $1,000 assessed property value, $4.02 for the levy and $1.96 for the bond. That matches the previous cycle's rates. Let's start with what's in the proposed bond.
From our families as well as our staff is a real desire for bond dollars going towards additional security and safety upgrades. So one is a secure or a single point of entry at all of our schools.
Garfield Elementary has a version of this now, as Principal Clint Price shows me at recess.
So you can enter through one door on the front of the building now. Everywhere else is locked, so we have our access keys.
And he tells me to look up. There are two security cameras watching the playground.
We'll be receiving, if the bond passes, another round of security cameras, because we do, you know, have some blind spots somewhere. I mean, our first job, as we're standing out here on the playground, obviously is safety and security, right? We house 520 of the most precious things that are in this community.
Superintendent Redinger says bond money will also go to renovating buildings. About 8 schools are due for major upgrades. And with the new state initiative mandating smaller class sizes, it could mean extra school additions and some portable buildings.
Hey boys.
I'm playing.
I know you're playing. You know I'm playing. You want to run to the other end of the field and back? I'll time you.
Okay.
Go.
The levy funds programs, and Redinger says 22% of the district's budget comes from the city and state levy assistance.
Counselors, nurses, we have about 350 staff members paid out of our levy dollars. Electives, all of our extracurricular comes out of our levy dollars.
Redinger says she expects the state to pitch in, if the school bond passes, a match of about $25 million.
It sounds like we're getting ready to line up. There's the bell.
Voters passed the last bond in 2009 by 62% and the last levy in 2012 by almost 60%. Other groups may file issues to be on the February ballot. The deadline for filing is December 26th. In Spokane, I'm Paige Browning.